Change my heart, O God, may I be like you.
Can you hear me? Did you hear my breathing? Yes. I'm kind of high because I had a fun time between the service. Yeah. Good morning, Wesley families. I'm so happy to see you in the place of worship. You are at the right time, in the right place with? Amen. Amen. So happy to see you. We have a few announcements. You may find that all the meeting schedule and some of the information in your bulletin. So please find that one. And I just want to name a few things. Today, during the week, our students, they will start a new school year. So during the service, we will have a moment of prayers. We pray for our students, teachers, and school staffs. I'm gonna ask you, students and teachers, come forward during the service right after the message, and we will have a moment. We say we have your back in our prayers and support. And this month, our loose coin will go to Illinois Justice for Our Neighbors. So please remember that. And we are collecting toothpaste and some other items. Please find that information in your bulletin. So these will go to our neighbors in town. And the people who join us online worship, we will have a communion, so you may want to prepare your bread and wine, and you can join us, our Holy Communion, together. And today, Nancy will lead us in our worship. Oh, I love to hear his voice. Sometimes, some of us might not understand why do we need to hear kids' voice. I cannot focus worship. But you know what? They don't understand. Juju cannot understand what I'm saying. And I don't understand his saying, but it is our church. In his saying, I hear him saying and singing and praising God. Amen. So let's gather our mind and worship God together.
Good morning. Would you please stand as you are able and join me in the opening prayer? Mold us today, O God, we pray. Sculpt us as your jars of clay, brimming with spirit, alive and new, visible bearers of life of you. Amen. And please remain standing for our opening hymn, Have Thine Own Way, Lord.
Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Hold all my being, absolute sway. Fill with thy spirit, till all shall see. Christ only always living in me.
Please be seated. It is time for us to share our joys and concerns. During the week, we have many people who have birthday, and I'm so happy for that one. I just want to name each one of them. Betty, Andrea, Chris Quick. Chris, are you still here? Oh, yeah, she was. She joined us at the first service. And Debbie Kramer, Shay, I saw Shay over. Oh, yes, happy birthday. And Lowell Jacob. Yes, happy birthday. And Katie Harris, Dala Ewing, and Matt Wunderkin. Matt is over. Yeah, he's over there. And Kurt and Rory Smith, happy birthday. And during the week, we have three couples, Kel and Pat Jacobs, right? Wedding anniversary, and James and Lynn Melton, and Steve and Mary Michael. Congratulations, happy anniversary. I forgot to mention that, but it might be a joy as well. Kay Clark, she has a photo exhibit at CGH Hospital. So when you enter the hospital, around the reception area on the ground floor, you can see her picture, about 60 of them. Yeah, that is something. It is a big one. So happy for you, Kay. Yes. And I mentioned that when schools in town will begin new school year. Dixon tomorrow, Sterling Wednesday. So please remember our students, teachers, and school staffs. At the surge, current surge, they need double portion of our prayers. Double portion of our prayers and support. And I have a joy to share. Dave and Roberta, their daughter Nicole, oh yeah, I can see your smile. Even with mask, I can see your smile. Their daughter Nicole gave a birth to a baby, Audrey Isla Peterson. So we have a rosebud over there. She was born 2 days ago, right? Mm, yes. Congratulations, Grandma and Grandpa. So happy for you. We have a few people who we need to remember. Lynn's husband, Steve, he had a surgery. So please remember him. Pray for him, for his fast and well recovery. And last week, I mentioned about Tracy's friend. Bonnie and Larry. Tracy was in a critical condition at the time, and she passed away. She got killed by the COVID Tuesday. And please remember her husband, Larry, and the family in your prayers. And during the week, 7 tornadoes touched down in DeKalb and Kane counties. I called some of the pastors over there, some of their parishioners. They lost their barns and house. But so far, I have not heard anyone got killed or injured yet. But please remember the people in DeKalb and Kane County who lost their properties in your prayers as well. And you may have heard about Haiti earthquake, over 300 people. We lost them, so please remember them in your prayers. And now let's gather our mind and pray together. Almighty God, you are the God of all nations. You have created us, the earth, and all the living things on earth and beyond. And you are moving all history toward your good purposes and plan. Though nations yield economic, political, and military power that seems to rule the days, but with trust in you, Lord, you are in charge, you are in control. And we give you thanks that the oppression and injustice of our time are ultimately doomed to failure. And now we pray for your peace, your justice, your compassion rule in our lives, and people everywhere may live in peace and dignity. Lord God, this moment we remember the people whom we have been praying for. Remember each one of them. Remember the people who are physically and spiritually and emotionally challenged. For the people who are sick in their body, God, touch their bodies, touch their organ, and strengthen their immune system. And remember the people who lost their beloved one, God. Let them feel your presence. Provide comfort and hope in you. And in this season, Lord, we pray for doctors, nurses, and all the medical staffs as they are trying and doing all their best to save the people, Lord. Lord, give us eyes to see and ears to hear how and where you are moving and changing all things. Help us to look for your kingdom in the ways of children, your children, Lord. And humble us that we may learn from those who are meek. And life-giving God, Lord, when our lives are dry, even in that moment we trust in you, that you can restore us to life. No matter how small our faith is, Lord, we kneel down before you and pray that you will give us courage and strength to walk forth in you. Every day, Lord, we need you. We need you, Lord. Be with us and help us be with you. With all our hearts and mind, we pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. When we sing together, seek ye first verse 1 and 2.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia. Ask and it shall be given unto you, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be opened unto you.
Today's scripture reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, and I will be reading from the New Living Translation, so it is slightly different than your Pew Bible. And I'd like to remind everyone that there are copies of the New Living Translation on the table right behind the glass where the sound system is, so they are free for the taking. And they're study Bibles, and so you can study along with the scripture you're reading. So I would just invite anyone that is in the market for a Bible to grab one and use it. And when they run out, we'll provide some more. Okay, so getting back to 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27. Don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize? So run to win. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away. But we do it for an eternal prize. So I run with purpose in every step. I am not just shadow boxing. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Amen. Thank you. So last week we talked about sports metaphors in the Bible. You can find so many of them. Over and over again, the apostles, especially Paul and Peter, they used sports metaphors to teach about a Christian faith journey. We are running a race, and our practices of faith should be the rhythm of life. And I want to talk about today training, the training for our spiritual journey. So we have the scripture reading from the 1 Corinthians. So we just heard the NLT, and I want to read another version, NIV, not NLT, NIV. Everyone who competes in the games goes in the strict training. I want to talk about that. Strict training. In another translation, it is strict discipline, exercising, self-control, and self-discipline. But they are all one word in Greek. That is enkrateia. Enkrateia. Enkrateia, it is made of two words, ego and krateia. Ego means the self. And krateia means discipline. Discipline. Ruling over. Having dominance over. So enkrateia means have self-dominant to rule over yourself and myself. And it means we Christians want God. We want to have God in our life, and we give God the authority to rule over ourselves, yourself and myself. It means that we ask God to have a will. God, lead me. Lead me. And it means that we can say no to the things that could harm ourselves and other people and anything that slows us down in our race. And what does that look like? What are they? There are many things in our lives that keeps us from blessing other people around us and glorifying God. There are many that slow us down in our journey. Let me tell you one of many. Now you know I love steak. Meat eater, carnivorous monster. Ribeye steak, New York steak, filet mignon, Korean style, Japanese style, Mexican style, whatever that is. I love them all. And I used to have a lot. If I wanted to feel good, I had to have at least 24 ounces, sometimes 32 ounces, with a few side dishes for one meal. That's me. But that was years ago. I cannot do that again. I cannot eat that much. Sometimes, but I find myself forgetting my ability. I forget about that. And I have that a lot. And I have headache. Oh my goodness. Maybe I can just stop it, and now 12 ounces is fine, but I forget about that. Oh yeah, I used to have more and more and more, and I have a headache. For me, that is a lack of enkrateia. You get it? That is a lack of self-control and self-dominance. And for my wife, some of you know that, that'll be ice cream. You know what I mean? I think you might have the same issues, some items and problems. And it is not a big deal if we do that once, but the problem is if I do that regularly, often, it actually slows me down and it doesn't help my body. If I do that regularly for a lifelong time, I think I would live much shorter than I could live. If that is related to our spiritual journey, spirituality, it slows us down and hinders us from being able to be effective in our lives, blessing others and glorifying God. Maybe God would say, okay, Paul, honey, I prepared so many things. I prepare you to run a race of a long distance, but because you don't do that, you don't do exercise, you don't exercise self-control, you actually hurt yourself, your chances of being effective, being healthy, and being able to do so many other things, right? And I think there are so many things that lead us short of Enkrateia. A few years ago, a friend of mine that I have known for years and years, he's almost same age as mine. One day I heard he resigned from his church. I didn't know what was going on at the time, but later I heard he was addicted. Addicted to gambling. One time he went to Las Vegas for his vacation and went to a casino. At first, it was fun, not a big deal. But later, he couldn't stop thinking about that. And he found a casino in his town and went there once a month, twice a month, once a week, and more often. He was a good guy, hard-working guy, with a sense of humor. I liked him. But at some point, he lost self-control and became addicted. And eventually, his wife left him with his children. So here is the thing. That is one of the many places where lack of self-control and inability to say no to something that could harm us, that lead us separate from God. And there are many things like that. Maybe it is drinking. A glass of wine at the table, there'll be no problem. But once it becomes more than that, fourth or fifth glass, or bottle after bottle after bottle, then you start acting and saying and doing you would never say or do if you are in control. For some people, they are addicted to alcohol, addicted to a drug, addicted to pornography, addicted to some other stuff. Maybe these are big ones. And what about some other stuff? What about gossiping? And what about leaning toward a negative imagination? I think one of the negative imaginations in our time, in this time, would be about this pandemic. Now many of us are wondering, it will go forever or not? Are we going to have safe time after this pandemic or not? Some of us says, I don't know, I don't find hope. But you know what I'm going to say. You know what? Christianity is the religion of hope and love, and we Christians are the prisoners of hope in Jesus Christ. And we know, I make a mess. It's my third year now, you know me. You know me, right? I make a mess. I make a mistake. I make a sin. Wrongdoing, wrong decision, but still, we know God is in control. And we have to pay sometimes, we have to pay for our wrongdoings, but eventually we know God is in control and God will lead us and save us. That is what we believe. Amen? For that hope, I want to say we need training. We need training and self-control and criteria. All the Methodists, they spoke about this and criteria, and these are called three general rules. Somebody say three simple rules. And we will have a series of sermons on that later. These are simple. The first one is do no harm. Do no harm. Avoid the evil. Second one is do good all the time. And the third one is stay in love with God. These are the rules to live by that will help us live and grow in our faith. And these are the training guidelines for us. Then let me tell you a little bit about the last one. Stay in love with God. So John Wesley said, if you do this, you are going to grow. You will feel it. You are going to grow in your faith, and you are going to run this race. And he listed a few guidelines for the training. And actually, they are not something new. Everyone in this room, we know that. That is, the first one is, he said, we gather for public worship. John Wesley said, you are going to grow in your faith when you gather together with other believers at least once a week. Once a week. When you do that, there is something that happens in your heart. When you meet with other people to praise God and do the good work, you will feel it. And we remember what Jesus said. When two or three of you gathered in my name, I will be with you. You see, I think we have more than two in this room. More than three. And Jesus Christ is with us. And Jesus said, when we gather together, something happens as we engage in singing and praying and worshiping God. We actually participate in worship and listen to God. And the second one is receiving the Holy Communion. It is a means of grace that we receive the Holy Communion at the moment, the bread and wine. We say, Lord, I belong to you. I need you, Lord. Abide in me. Abide in us and guide us. We belong to you, Lord. We want to live our lives by your will, your love, your compassion, your justice. That's why we have the communion every Sunday. Actually, John Wesley, he has the communion every day, 5 a.m. in the morning with his friends, a group of people that was called the Holy Club. And there were a few things more, such as reading the Bible, praying, and fasting. Reading the Bible is a means by which God speaks to us. We are not just reading. We are not just meditating. We are listening. We are finding the meaning of our life. And we are inviting. A lot of times we think we do ministry. We read the Bible. We pray. No. We are invited. God leads us. And the prayer is also one of the list for our action guideline, training guideline. Prayer is talking to God and listening to God as well. I told you, we know all of them, right? We know that. So the problem is not we don't know that. Problem is we don't do that regularly. When we don't do that regularly, we miss the training. Exercise. Training. So I want to think about physical analysis. So most of your doctors, they will be happy when you walk for 30 minutes every day. They will tell you 30 minutes of cardio activity, you are going to be stronger. You are going to feel better. You have more chance to live longer. So, I want to talk about my story. A while ago, I wanted to work out, to strengthen my upper body. I want to work out. I want to be stronger, and I want to get some muscle and look good. I want to impress my wife. Okay. Let's do push-up. I thought about that. 20-some years ago, 100 push-up was a piece of cake. So I thought, oh, maybe I can do that. But I found I could only do 20. I thought, what is wrong with me? So I started doing that. So in a week, I could do 30. In a month, I could do 45. Then later, I could do 50, 60, 70, and 80. My wife said that was not real push-up, but I thought it was real anyway. I made 80. And one day I was feeling good, stronger. But one day I had a little bit of pain on my shoulder. I thought, I better take a break. That was 3 years ago. So last week, I wondered how many I could do this. That's the picture. And I could do only 30 before I fell flat on my face. What happened to me? From 80 to 30, there wasn't exercise. There wasn't exercise. Once we have the baptism, we have the communion, and we have the community, we felt at some point God's leading point and blessing in our lives is not going away, but we need exercise in our spirituality. And we see the connection between exercise and our spiritual life when we are not praying, reading the Bible, sharing the love we should. Without exercise, our spiritual vitality declines. Our capacity to glorify God and bless others, it goes down. Worship matters. Reading and meditating on the Bible and Christian materials matters. Praying matters. Praising matters. Doing a good works matter. Doing a justice work matter in Jesus Christ for our spiritual journey. Let me tell you, what if we all do a 30 minutes of exercise for our spirituality every day? What would happen in our lives and our community? And here is the thing we remember. We are all running this race together. That's the reason God has gathered us in this beautiful church. We are running this race together, especially in this challenging season, and we are called to pray, support, build up, and cheer up one another so that we don't give up, but run this race together. And I believe we will feel God's guiding hand. We will change a lot in our race. Amen. It is time for us to have the blessing of the backpacks, and I want to invite all our students, teachers, and school staffs come forward. You can make a line, one line. Hey kids, why don't you come? And teachers.
beginning of a new school year. O God of wisdom, we offer thanks and praise for the gift of new beginnings
and for the opportunity to learn and to wonder. We pray for teachers, students, and staff that this year might be rewarding for all. Be with us as we face the challenge of new tasks, the fear of failure, and expectations of parents, friends, and self. In our learning and teaching, may we grow in service to others and in love for your world. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
You may be seated. I'm so happy to see them in person. It's been a while, and I really appreciate education team. We had a really good time between the service. Outside, we had about 20 kids, and we had a moment of blessing and praying and have a lot of fun. And I got a little bit wet. JP, he took a shower. I thought about the communion. Jesus was the teacher, and his students were disciples. Jesus has taught them for 3 years. He always encouraged them to be the light of the world. And he gave them the communion. So today, as we break the bread and drink the cup, we remember our teacher Jesus, his love, care, encouragement for us. Let's pray. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and the people who join us online worship. God, bless each one of us and bless these precious elements of the Holy Communion. Make them the body and blood of Jesus Christ, so that as we take them, make us the body of Jesus Christ, redeemed by his blood. Amen. As a community, let's take the body of Jesus Christ. Juju is singing. As a community, let's take the blood of Jesus Christ. Moment, we have a moment to express our gratitude to God. God is blessed with many things in our life. Gratitude for what God has done in our life, we have a moment to present ourselves, our time, our talent, and our presence, and our resource to God. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Please join me in the prayer of dedication. Holy God, you are our King, we are your people. Forsaking the ways of the arrogant, we reach for our brothers and sisters in faith, our mothers and fathers in spirit, that we may care for the meek and the lowly. Use these offerings to fulfill your will in our world, that all may be drawn into your family of faith. Amen.
Let's sing together, "Take My Life and Let It Be," verse 1 through 3.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for Thee.
Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from Thee. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use, every poor's thought shall choose. Take my will and make it Thine, it shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is Thine own, it shall be Thy royal throne. Take my love, my Lord, I pour, at Thy feet its treasure store. Take myself and I will be ever only all for Thee.
Again, I want to remember our students and teachers. She's moving tomorrow, am I right? Mm-hmm. Yes. A new journey, college. Max, tomorrow? And Elliot, already there, right?
Yesterday.
Please remember each one of them as they enter into the new chapter of their life and new school year. And as teachers, please stand, remain standing and receive the benediction. May God give you wisdom and strength in what we see, what we say, what we learn, and what we teach, so that every day we may walk together, walk forth in our faith journey. May the God, the Creator, bless you with new life. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, tend you in grace, and the Holy Spirit guide your steps every day as we walk by faith today, tomorrow, and more. Amen.
He said, "Freely, freely you have received, freely, freely give. Go in my name, and because you believe, others will know that I live."